I remember the first time I heard the word. A Sunday afternoon, post-lunch and a little nap. Nothing good on the black and white telly except for snooker, but I was watching it anyway, trying to work out which was the pink ball. You're procrastinating. I heard a voice from the other room, and there was Grandma looking at me, frowning, albeit gently. I'm what? Procrastinating? Procrastinating. It's when you should be doing your homework, but you're watching black and white snooker instead. Aha. Well, I have been a proud procrastinator ever since. You know the way your class, even in primary school, was divided into the students who did their homework almost before it was asked for, were prepared for everything, and somehow even looked shiny? And then there were the kids like me, waiting for that very last moment when enough steam and pressure has been built up, enough thought has been thought, and finally, the work can begin. Doing things ahead of time never seemed to make any difference to my grades, so I never bothered to change my habits. I would be up late at night, sweating over a history essay or trying to finish my German translation before my mum copped onto what was happening and forced me at mum point to go to bed. If things were really desperate, I'd be able to do it in the morning before school. There was at least half an hour I could squeeze out somewhere between doing a paper round and eating a lot of toast. I found creative ways to do schoolwork in the bath, writing an English summary and practicing the viola at the same time, doing the drying up after dinner and sneaking a maths equation on the side. The work style division continued into senior school and college, and I'm sorry to say it continues to this day for me. I currently have a deadline for a new book, and the deadline looms over me daily, hourly, slowly bearing down on me to build enough pressure, first of all to start, the hardest part, but then to keep going. And if my publisher is listening to this, I have started, honest. And I guess that's the thing to remember. Procrastination is good up to a certain point, and then the steam is built up and the joy of takeoff is so enjoyable. I am a badge-wearing procrastinator. Just don't ask me ever to do the ironing.